Your night show, 97.5 WQB. We have a special guest tonight on the WQB night show. Of course, WWE Live is going down this coming Monday night at the Charleston Civic Center. Tickets are still available at the box office. You can also check out WQBE.com for more details. He is a former World Heavyweight Champion, Intercontinental Champion, U.S. Champ, Tag Champ. The guy's done it all. He is one of my favorites. Ladies and gentlemen, the one and only Dolph Ziggler. Dolph, how are you, bud?
Good. How you doing, man?
Good, bud. Listen, I'm doing research on you. Huge wrestling fan. Grew up in the 80s and witnessed Hogan and Macho and all those guys. And going through my research, I find that you're from Cleveland.
Yep.
That's fantastic stuff, man. I am, too, born and raised in Cleveland. First question out the box, Dolph, I got to get to you, is what was bigger for you, the Cavs breaking the 52-year curse or winning your first world title?
Man, I mean, the whole city came around Cleveland for the Cavs, and they're still waiting for the Browns for one of these days. They're all behind the Indians this last year. I mean, it was cool, winning world championships, pretty awesome. But,
sure.
Knowing that the whole city was partying in the streets was a pretty cool deal, too.
Absolutely. We're live with Dolph Ziggler. Of course, Dolph is going to be with the SmackDown Live crew over at the Charleston Civic Center this coming Monday. Tickets still available at the box office. Dolph, we bring up your world title win back, it was the night after WrestleMania 29, right? And I was watching a YouTube video, a live look-in at the crowd when you came out and cashed in your Money in the Bank, the Raw after WrestleMania a few years back. That was got to be the loudest pop ever, right?
I was a fan in the 90s, and I've never heard anything like that in my life. So it was a special moment. It threw me for a loop because I was supposed to come down all business. And when I figured there'd be like some kind of a pop, I guess. But when I heard it for a second, my whole body got goosebumps top to bottom. And I went,
yeah.
Whoa, all right, here we go. This is going to be special.
Yeah, if you've never seen it, it rivals Austin, Rock, Hogan. I mean, unbelievable stuff, man. And for you to get that win like that, and I remember back then, too, watching wrestling and going, man, Dolph should have, you had a match at WrestleMania, but it wasn't the one, you know, that we all wanted you to have. And then that next night, man, you took the world title. It was a good feeling, man, especially a fellow Clevelander bringing a championship back home, man. It was good stuff.
Right, right. And, you know, just to go back for a quick second, like you said that rivaled Rock and Stone Cold. Just know that for 10 years, in the hottest part of our business ever, those guys were on top. I was a bad guy who lost every night, and that's the reaction we got. Just describing it.
Absolutely,
not exactly a level playing field, but I will never forget that noise because I've never heard anything like it.
Well, we're still rooting for you, Dolph. Of course, we're on with Dolph Ziggler, WWE superstar. Going to be live, Charleston Civic Center, this coming Monday for a huge show. Tickets are still available. And, hey, I look at you, Dolph, I think Shawn Michaels. I do, and I mean that in the biggest compliment, my friend. Is Shawn one of your idols growing up? You said you were a huge fan back in the day. Do you model after Shawn?
No, actually, it's a weird thing because as I became a student of the business, once I was studying tape as a performer, then I became a big fan of Shawn. But growing up, I was more Mr. Perfect, Ric Flair, those kind of guys.
Good company, man. Nothing wrong with that. Two of the best workers.
But I came to realize, you can tell, and those guys are ring generals too, like Ric Flair, Mr. Perfect, those guys. But Shawn, there was something cool about him, that there was this attitude, but also he was getting his butt kicked. But you could just sense no matter what that he could pull out a win because he was so good. And I feel like I've gravitated toward that over the years.
I would totally agree with that. And of course, Shawn is Mr. WrestleMania. WrestleMania is coming up here in less than a month, like 4 weeks away. Do you have a favorite WrestleMania moment, Dolph, maybe that you were in, or maybe growing up watching anything in particular?
That's a great question. Do you have one off the top of your head?
You know, I really dug, as far as memories, of course, growing up, Hogan, Andre, childhood, I'll never forget that. Of course, Austin and Rock, all those times. And,
right.
Of course, now more recently, probably Undertaker and Shawn Michaels, my
favorite WrestleMania match of all time, the first one they had. Any
That's
of those
pretty
you like?
Cool.
Yeah.
I've had, those are all great, but also there's, I like that, I'm a, like a bitter over it person, and I've seen it all, and it's hard to get me, but I can still go back and watch an old tape, a very old, I think it's WrestleMania 3 or 6, it's Hulk Hogan versus Ultimate Warrior.
Yes.
And no matter how nerdy of a student I am, so, you know, and I can take that, wraps me in because it's such the moment and the crowd and feeling everything. It's a very cool thing to watch.
Yeah, you young kids out there that go, oh man, all, you know, John Cena and The Rock was the first real good guy. No. Go back to like, what was it, Dolph? Like 1990. You had Hogan in his prime. You had Warrior coming up, this young kid, and that was a baby face against baby face, as the wrestlers would like to say, right? I mean, that's a huge thing.
Yeah, I mean, it was good guy versus good guy, and the crowd was so electric. And looking back now, I can say this because you know performers are performers, and those two, you know, not known for their technical prowess or that they would have, like, but me studying it, that emotion was just unparalleled at that time with 100,000 people or whatever it was going back and forth, you know, not sure who was going to win. It was a very cool moment and a great lead up to it and awesome match.
Absolutely. Dolph, you're going to be here at Charleston coming up this Monday. The SmackDown Live crew, by the way, SmackDown, I think, in my opinion, a little bit better than Raw. That's just my opinion. And you guys are bringing the heat this coming Monday at the Charleston Civic Center. Can you tell us some of the guys going to be hanging out?
If it makes you feel better, it's not just your opinion. that's the cool thing about us. We offer such a great product. We offer such a great brand that on Monday nights when Raw is on, and if you're a fan, you'll DVR Raw, and that's cool.
Sure.
You'll come to our show, and that's the cool thing about having Monday Night Raw is somewhere, and we are still running a show with everybody you can think of. Wyatt versus Harper for the title. Cena and Styles in a street fight. Myself versus Cruz. Everybody that you want to see on that awesome SmackDown brand will be there, and we'll be there letting you know that we have the superior show. We want you to come check it out.
Well, that's awesome. Dolph, I appreciate your time, my man, and when we meet up in Cleveland after the Cavs win hopefully another championship later on this year, maybe we grab a beer, bud, huh?
That sounds fantastic. I can't wait to be in the streets with a million other people celebrating that Cavs show.
And West Virginia can't wait to see you either, Dolph. Thank you so much for your time, my friend. You be careful coming to the wild and wonderful state of West Virginia, my friend, okay?
Looking forward to it. See you guys Monday night.
Thank you, bud.